I wish to share with you four points of advice that we have been given by one of our contemporary eminent scholars by the name of Ayatollah Jawadi Amali, Hafidhahullah. You might have heard his name. He is a master of many different fields, including tafsir of the Quran and philosophy, and he has spoken extensively about the rationale and the philosophy behind mourning Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Number one, his advice for those who are participating in these gatherings is that we should not just watch, but we should participate as well. It's not just about coming and it's like a big show that I'm just going to be a spectator in. It's not a spectator sport. Rather, it's an event for everyone to come in and pitch in and participate in whatever way we can. If other people are crying, this message is for my young brothers and sisters, that you see other people crying, you yourself try to cry as well too. If you don't understand, then whatever it is that you remember about this pure soul whose blood of his family was spilled on the plains of Karbala, whatever you remember, bring that to your mind and try to see what happens. When you see people beating their chest, you also beat their chest as well too. If you see people participating by volunteering and organizing and cleaning and serving, you also get involved as well too. Whatever capacity is, we're supposed to not just sit back, but also participate as well too. It's supposed to be a community event that everyone comes forward and participates in. Number two, he says that when you participate in the mourning of Imam Hussein, do so in the state of wudu. Now this is something which is quite amazing here. Because normally we do wudu when we want to do something holy. We want to touch the Qur'an, we want to read the Qur'an, it's mustahab. When we touch the Qur'an, it's wajib. When we say our salah, it's wajib. In different, okay, when you go to sleep, we're told that we're supposed to be in the state of wudu so we can be counted as having